Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your soundtracks are getting better and better, City Limits, by the day. You're supposed to say thank you.
We got about 1,000. I like to hear it.
Nick Feuerbach. Is that how I say his name?
That's right.
I guess I could ask him, since he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
Good start, Joe. Good start.
That's what City Limits told me.
That is not what I said.
Yes, it is.
I didn't say anything
Nick
about where
bio.
He went to school.
It said he went to Slippery Rock.
No, I did not. He went to Pitt.
Dang, no, he didn't.
Bechtel.
What? All right, wow. I apologize. I don't know how I got that. I thought I had your bio in front of me. I thought it said, is there anything about Slippery Rock in your bio?
There is nothing about Slippery Rock in my bio. I have like no connection to the Rock. Slimy Pebble, all respect to them. But no, I have more roots in Oakland than anything.
Is your name Nick Feuerbach?
It is Nick Feuerbach. That is
and
not.
You cover,
that is
and you
not
cover the
wrong.
Steelers, right?
You do cover the Steelers, right?
Now we make sure that we.
It's the right guy. I don't know. Maybe Marty Tuffer set us up with the wrong guy again. That could have happened too. Well, Nick, it's good to have you on here. I was just reading some of your posts, some of your stories, and you call your. Am I right about this? You call yourself an offensive line enthusiast, right?
That I do. I do. I am a former offensive lineman, and that is where I, like, stand at the line. I am at the front of the trenches all the time on the football field.
Where did you play offensive line, and do you know Donnie Football?
I do know Donnie Football. Donnie's had me on a few times. I played mostly throughout high school, and I've just kind of been trickling throughout in college around the Pitt program and everything. It's been a really good experience, and like, man, I'm a big dude, so I embrace the offensive line play, the defensive line play. That's my big thing, honestly.
Would you be happy if the Steelers selected Graham Barton the center from Duke in the first round. Would that make you happy?
It would. I think Graham Barton is a very special athlete for the position. You don't see guys that can reach block the way he can, that can get to places he can. Listen, he's a tackle that's not going to play tackle. So I know that there's going to be some trauma that comes up in the Kevin Dotson, the Kendrick Green conversions. This is a guy that's going to have to play guard or center. With the Steelers, obviously it's going to be center since they have James Daniels and Isaac Seumalo. But this is a guy that's a special athlete, pretty great technician already. I mean, he's got great footwork. The hands are really quick, and he's an old-school finisher. I mean, he'll put dudes in the ground, play a little bit post-whistle. He's nasty. And I think that they love that type of physicality. Arthur Smith does. And I think he's a really good player. I think his transition to center will be pretty seamless for the most part. I think he's got all the traits to do it, the hands, the footwork. I think he's a great prospect. And I think he's probably, you know, a top 15 prospect in the class. But those interior linemen naturally just get pushed down just because it's not a premium position. But this guy is a really special athlete and can really transform the run game if the Steelers end up getting it.
Well, I think I think everybody is kind of on the same page with you, where it looks like linemen probably should be heavily favored early and often for the Steelers. But I think that the question becomes, how realistic is it that some of these guys that they would get at say 20, or even, you know, if they got a center, say in the second round, how realistic is it that they could come in and start and play and make an impact immediately?
I think there's only three centers in this class that will come in right away and start. I think that's the thing with the center position is they have a hole there. They don't even really have anyone that could play there. I know they've talked about Nate Herbig. Guys, this guy has played 49 career snaps at center. I mean, that's a guard. He is not a center. He's a backup center. You need an emergency glass case guy at minimum. So they might have to sign someone too after this. There's really no one on the free agency market, but Graham Barton, Zach Frazier, and Jackson Paris Johnson, those guys can come in day one and start. Anyone beyond that, and I think you are playing a very, very dangerous game. And I know Mason Cole wasn't good last year. He wasn't going to be the solution, but you at least need an upgrade there. And, you know, some of these third round rookies, if you got, you know, a Cedric Van Pran, who is kind of down there, a Bo Limmer, Hunter Norzad, that's the second tier of centers. I don't think those guys are day one starters. I think they can be starters, you know, year two, year three. I don't see a year one starter. So there's three of them. And then you look at tackle two, and Dan Moore was not good last year. I think, you know, we can all agree that there needs to be an upgrade at the left tackle position, whether that's moving Broderick Jones back there or keeping him at right tackle and drafting a left tackle to play over Moore. But Moore is still a guy with a lot of starting experience. And despite the deep tackle draft, you're not going to find a tackle that's probably going to start week one over him outside of round one. So they put themselves in a tough spot here. If they want to upgrade tackle, probably going to be a round one thing. Broderick Jones didn't even start in year one right away. Took him a little bit to get into that lineup. And so center is a day one starter. There's only three of them. And for tackle, you know, there's seven of them, but they're all probably going to be gone by the end of the first round.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nick Feuerbaugh from PGH Steelers Now. Well, that's where you can find him, at PGH Steelers Now, and that's who he writes for. He's the Steelers beat writer. What about a receiver? When do they take one of those? I'm starting to wonder if it should be in the first round, and I definitely think one of their first two. Do you agree with that, Nick? And is there a name that jumps off the page who might be available when they pick?
I agree with it because they have really no one there outside of George Pickens. I mean, they had Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins, but you look at Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson, they are wide receiver fours at best, Calvin Austin, same bucket. They really don't have a two or a three. And so they probably need to add two guys. They'll probably double dip at this position. I think that's a top two round need. But we've talked about other positions, right? Tackle and center and corner. I mean, all four of those positions could be classified as top two round needs. So something's getting thrown to the wayside. Maybe you trade back and acquire another pick. I think a trade back scenario is where the wide receiver comes into play. I think they're in a little bit of a desert area for wide receivers in the first round between that 15th and about 26th pick. You know, most of those top receivers are going to be gone, the top three. Brian Thomas Jr., I think, is probably going to be off the board, too. He would be the guy at 20 that I think makes sense. I think a trade-back scenario, maybe a trade-back with Arizona, Detroit, Buffalo. If you're 27, 28, 29, you can look at a guy like Adonai Mitchell, who is a really big, fluid route runner that's an alpha receiver. I think he's an X receiver that they can really pair well with George Pickens. If they really want to go to the second round, which is where I think they have value, whereas a lot of guys will fall there, I think one name that really sticks out to me in that area is Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Great route runner, tough player, really came on this last year as a really productive kind of steady receiver, has fantastic hands, so he gives you a certain floor, very high floor player. He can come in and play right away. I'm not sure the ceiling is as high as someone like Malachi Corley or Xavier Leggett, but he's got a very high floor and can play inside or outside and has a great route running sense. So he can be more of a one-on-one replacement for a guy like Deontay Johnson. So I think round two, where the value is probably maximized, that's probably where I would go. Ricky Pearsall makes the most sense to me.
How about the guys that guard or defend receivers, and that, of course, is corners? I know the Steelers have Joey Porter. Everything I've read and seen in terms of film and whatnot of Dante Jackson leads me to believe he's probably not your real option at number as your number two corner. What is this draft like at the cornerback position, and is this a position that the Steelers, you know, should maybe have a priority on?
I think it is. I think the visits have shown that, and they've shown first round interest. Of course, I still think offensive line has to be the pick in round one, but corner is deep in this draft. I think they have a little bit of kind of brevity and kind of a little lax, like they have some laxity there to kind of wait a little bit on corner just because it's deeper, specifically the slot corner position. I think that's where they really need help. They don't really have a slot corner who can maybe play inside or outside, and there's a lot of guys there. So we're talking, you know, beyond round one. You're talking like Max Melton, who's a guy that's really athletic and has very high upside, can play slot or outside. Renardo Green, same type of deal. Andrew Phillips. I think I know the really popular slot name is going to be Mike Sanders, still out of Michigan. He would probably be a pick at 51. Really Mike Hilton-ish type of player. I think he would actually really help that room just kind of really bolster the pressure, be a really nice chess piece for them. If they want to go even higher into the first round, I think if you're talking, you know, guys that can play outside, guys can be a chess piece. I think you look at Cooper DeJean as the real kind of alpha dog of that group, a guy that can play safety, slot, or outside, extremely athletic, great punt returner. he is a guy that really fits what they like, and I think he could be a sleeper pick, maybe a 21 in a trade-back scenario. So he makes sense, and I think you got to understand what they do with Dante Jackson. He's a guy that is undersized, hasn't really tackled well over the past few years. Does he move into the slot? I think it's a possibility. He's got the profile for it. So if they want a more of an outside guy, I think that changes what they look at. But right now, it seems like the slots are what they're looking at. So a guy like Melton, Phillips, Sandristill. I like Melton the most of those guys because he gives you outside and inside versatility. So he bolsters depth at both spots.
Nick, we appreciate the time today, man. It's good to see somebody putting a Slippery Rock degree to good use. Hopefully you'll be back with us at some point. That was great, man.
So he's Nick from Pitt.
Right.
He covers the Steelers. Just for your reference, the future reference there, Joe.
Nick, tremendous.
Nick from Pitt. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you, man.
My man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.